I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to a special Thanksgiving weekend edition of Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today and being here. You are appreciated. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. And each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online. It's a great website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right, so today for a good part of the program, I'm going to talk about what to look for when visiting an elderly loved one over the holidays. So it is that time of year again, and we have lots and lots of families in town visiting their family over the Thanksgiving Day weekend. And I'll tell you what, this is a really, really good time to just look out, kind of take inventory, take notice, and this is the time to do that. Now, between now and the end of the year, this is when you want to do this. But I'll tell you what, I looked out for all of these things, and I saw most of them happening with my own grandparents many, many years ago. So let's jump right into this. Number one, observe your loved one's physical appearance. And you may notice some changes. So has your loved one's hygiene changed? And I did notice this with my grandparents. I could just tell that they just weren't quite as sharp and on it as they usually were. And they weren't bad. I just noticed a little bit of a change there. Check out their clothing and just think to yourself, you know, are their clothes clean? Have they been worn just for one day, or have they worn maybe some of their clothing for multiple days? Are they neat, clean, put together like they always have been? So again, in my grandparents, my grandma always looked just as sharp as a tack. And my grandpa had dementia, and so sometimes he would want to put on the same, the same overalls or the same sweater or something, and that's okay to do that. But just pay attention to that. Has there been a change in their weight? That's a really big one. Nutrition and hydration becomes really, really critical, more and more critical as we age and get older. So, have they gained weight? Maybe they're not eating properly. And have they lost weight? And that is just not eating much, maybe not eating properly. I remember one of my clients, the way he said it wasn't funny. The way he said it was funny, but I said, "Well, how's your dad's nutrition?" And he said, "Well, Well, Steve, that's part of the problem. That's why we need to move to assisted living where he can have three squares a day. He eats a package of Oreos every day. I about fell out of my chair, you know. So obviously that was an issue. And he was gaining weight because he was eating all of those empty calories. Anyway, how sturdy are they on their feet? Are they solid? Are they walking well? Do they have any balance issues? Are they shuffling their feet? Do they need a cane or a walker maybe to get around and ambulate safely? So just kind of check that out. Do you see any bruises or cuts or band-aids or skin tears anywhere? These can be signs of a fall. If you fall, it could leave you with a bruise. As we age, our skin becomes kind of thin, sometimes even kind of papery. And with a simple fall, you could produce a skin tear. And so just look for some of these signs. If they do use a walker or a cane, are they using it properly? Sometimes with dementia, you're using a walker, and then with dementia, you kind of forget that you're supposed to use a walker, and you're looking down, and you're like, well, what is this thing? It's in my way. And you move your walker out of the way so you can start walking, and then you have a fall. That's a real built-in problem. Or, you know, maybe do they need a wheelchair to get around safely? So just observe your loved one's physical appearance and make some mental notes. Also, observe your loved one's social engagement and cognitive abilities. And this is, this is a big one. All of these are big, but, you know, have they decreased or stopped their social engagements? And that's a question to just kind of look into. You know, grandma and grandpa stopped going out to eat as much, and that was a big social thing for them. They ate out, a couple times a day, and then they kind of cut back on that and really kind of stopped doing that. They just didn't go out very much. They also stopped their involvement in this seniors chorus, the Sweet Adelines, and that was, I hated to see them stop that, but they started withdrawing from some of these social engagements a little bit. You know, have they stopped going to church? So maybe going to church was really important to them, has been for decades, and now they're not going. Something's causing that, and so you need to observe that. Do they seem forgetful or maybe more repetitious in their conversation? So an example of that, you know, asking the same question over and over again, that's a very clear sign of Alzheimer's or dementia or maybe some other cognitive issues. One of my clients a long time ago, she remembers, she told me the story of just not remembering things and not engaging in things and having some memory issues. She cooked Christmas cookies with her mom every year, and they had done this for decades. And she said, "Here, Mom, here's a cup. I need a cup of sugar." And then she kept on working, and then she turned around looking for the sugar. Her mom was just staring at the cup, and she wasn't sure what to do with the cup. And she said, "It took my breath away, because at that very moment, I knew Mom had some serious cognitive issues." So just pay attention to that kind of stuff. And sometimes it may not be as glaring as that. It was for her, though. So just pay attention to that. Does your elderly loved one seem, maybe a little bit withdrawn or sad? It could be a sign of depression, again, or some other cognitive issues. You know, and then check out their home space and their living quarters there. So is everything, you know, well kept, and or maybe are there some repairs needed? I remember Grandma and Grandpa's house, they had some ceiling issues. There's a little bit of a leak. And then they also had a gutter that was starting to fall off of the side of the house. And I'm like, I think we need to get that taken care of. And we did. But, you know, are there things, you know, stacked in the stairway that could lead to a fall? Is the lighting appropriate? You know, poor lighting, again, can lead to a fall. So all these things are really, really important. And then is the house neat and clean, or is it unkept and not tidy? Do they have things, you know, piled up on the countertop and in the staircases? And just look for some of these physical things. Is there a big pile of mail over there where you notice there's the electric bill and some other bills, and you're like, oh my goodness, those things aren't even getting paid. So again, all of these things are signs that your elderly loved one needs some help. And again, are they eating properly? And check out their cupboards and see if they're well stocked, and check out their fridge. I've had people say, we went to the refrigerator and we were, that was a laboratory experiment in there, man. That, you know, we had stuff growing on food in there. We just cleaned the whole thing out because stuff had been sitting in there for a really long time, which is kind of gross, but check that out and make sure, heaven forbid, make sure they're not eating anything that's expired or out of date or might hurt them. So check that out. And then if they're still driving, just make sure that their car is in good shape and good running condition. And here's a clue. If there's any damage, maybe they didn't say anything. Maybe they may not even remember it, but maybe they backed into something. And maybe they didn't even know it. They just drove on and now I've got a dented bumper or a taillight that's been knocked out or something like that. So just check that out and just be very, very observant. And if you see anything that alarms you, it's really time to talk about it and to get some help. And, you know, help could be just simply family and friends coming by to assist in basic needs around the house and just lending a helping hand. Help could be family and friends providing care and personal support at home. My mom started cleaning my grandma's house. She really appreciated that help, but she didn't want anyone from the outside of the family or outside, you know, like a vendor or anything. She didn't want anyone else in her home. Help could be doing the bills for them and providing transportation to the grocery store, doctor's appointment, you know, picking up medications, those sort of things. That could be the difference right there. Help could be calling a home remodeler to modify your home to age in place. Help could be bringing in a home care service to provide care and assistance on an hourly basis. And home could mean, and help could mean looking and searching for an assisted living community or a long-term care community. So pay attention to those things. And take note, take inventory. And if you're seeing some things that bothers you or is disturbing to you, at that point, it's time to have a family discussion and just to talk about these things and see how you can help your elderly loved one. All right. Let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. A normal statistical bell curve has what percent in the center of the curve? So out of 100%, how much is in the center? A, 20%, B, 40%, C, 50%, or D, 70%? I'll have the answer right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Also, don't forget you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super simple. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the Listen Live button or the big microphone right there on the homepage. Give it a few seconds to connect, and then it'll start streaming to your phone, tablet, computer, whatever you have. And lots of people do that each and every week all over Kansas City and, frankly, all over the entire country. Pretty cool stuff. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week, and I promise it is relevant. What are you talking about? Statistical bell curve, Steve. I'll tell you that in the third segment. But here it is. A normal statistical bell curve has what percent in the center of that curve? So out of 100%, how much of it is in the middle of that big old bell curve? A, 20%, B, 40%, C, 50%, or D, 70%? And the answer is D, 70% is in the center of a normal statistical bell curve. And I'm going to come back to bell curves in the third segment. You don't want to miss that. How, John, how's that for a teaser? That's pretty good. John's laughing at me over here. So, by the way, John Mintert is our producer extraordinaire, does a great job. And he's in here helping me out producing the program, even slightly under the weather. So, John, I appreciate you. Thanks for being here. So he just saluted and waved and said, hey, keep on going. So anyway, that last bit of help that I talked about might be reaching out for some assistance and searching for a community for your loved one. So it could be assisted living, long-term care, memory care, or all of the above in a continuing care retirement community. So I wanted to talk about the most commonly asked question I have had in literally since I started senior care consulting in 2002. So we're talking over 17 years. This is the number one question by a long shot. When is the right time to move from your home and move to a senior care community? And obviously, sometimes, you know, it's pretty obvious. It's pretty black and white. But more often than not, it is not black and white. So you don't want to move too soon. You don't want to wait too long. There's so many factors. So here, I just like to break it down and make this pretty simple. When to consider moving from home to a senior care community. Number one, and this is the number one reason, when there's a safety reason, when it's no longer safe to live at home. And so, you know, we just talked about some of the things that you should observe. And if you observe a safety issue, that's it. That's the number one reason. And that could be there are so many examples of that. That could be, you know, lighting candles in the home and forgetting to blow them out, leaving a stovetop burner on. Wandering away from your home, not making your way back home. That could be fall hazards. So a lot of stairs in the home, going hauling laundry up and down the stairs. Get that laundry room moved. Call Mr. Remodeler, and they'll be happy to relocate that laundry from the basement and just take the stairs out of the equation and put that laundry room on the main floor. Hey, that's worth it right there. I'll tell you that. The same gentleman, this just came to me, the same gentleman that said that his dad ate a whole package of Oreos every day. That was what he ate. He was also terrified of his dad walking up and down the steps doing his laundry. So, and they were in a rental where they couldn't pay to relocate. So, we just went ahead and worked together and found a great assisted living facility for his dad. And it just worked out super, super great for them. So anyway, and not so obvious safety issue is not taking your medicine on time. Falling victim to financial elder abuse by writing people checks. Those things are safety issues that aren't just apparent right there on the surface. So when it's no longer safe to live at home, it's time to have that conversation. Number two, I would call it a 1A or a really close number two. When the health and well-being of the caregiver begins to decline, there should be red flags going off everywhere. And typically what we'll see is an elderly spouse caring for an elderly spouse. And I see it literally all the time. And you have a husband caring for a wife or a wife caring for a husband. And now and as caregivers, we love this person so much, we just pour everything we have into them. And we put our own needs on the back burner. We put our own doctor's visits off. We put our own social time with the ladies' coffee or the men's club at the donut shop on Friday morning, catching up or church or whatever it is. We put all those things on the back burner because we're caring for this person we love so much. And then all of a sudden, now you have two people declining. You cannot let that go on very long, period. If you see that, you have to do something about it. Either bring in some help or find a senior care community. You got to do something. I have seen way too many caregivers pass away from the stress and the strain, from strokes and heart attacks and everything else, and they die before the person they're caring for. And they were in fine shape because of the stress. It crushed them. And now you've completely defeated the purpose, because now you're no longer here to look after this person you love so much. You cannot let that happen. Number three, when the cost of home care and other support services is no longer affordable. This could just be as simple as a financially driven decision where, and you know, I'm a huge, huge supporter, huge fan of home care. And you call Dane Johnson at Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. And they will hook you up. But if your need rises to the level of 24 hours, it just may become unaffordable. And at that point, you should discuss moving from your home to a senior care community. And then last, but definitely not least, if you just can't keep up, if you just cannot meet that increasing demand of providing the care, why not consider finding a great senior care community and then let them do the heavy lifting, figuratively and literally, and then transition your role from being the caregiver, the hands-on care provider, to the care manager. Be an advocate for your loved one and manage the staff. Make sure your loved one is getting everything that they need to receive, getting the great care that they deserve, and then you can then kind of transition a little bit closer. It's never the same, but a little bit closer to your traditional role of the loving spouse, the loving son or daughter or grandchild, and just manage their care, and that's a great thing to do in certain circumstances. If you need help finding the right place, call me at Senior Care Consulting. We can definitely help you. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'm going to have a whole lot more about those bell curves right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with family or friends, or maybe you just want to go back and hear it again, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes in chronological order. Just find the one you want. Click on the play button again, a few seconds to connect. Streams to your electronic device, and lots of people listen to the podcast and they subscribe to the podcast. So that's pretty cool. Feel free to help yourself. All right. So the big teaser, the big cliffhanger, bell curves. What, Steve, boy, that sounds exciting. Well, actually, this is really, really, really interesting. So, you know, that bell curve that I talked about, it probably, a month or two ago, it's the one where I said there are fewer and fewer nursing homes in the middle of that bell curve, which is, you know, they're rated as average performers. There's a higher than normal number in that above average category. And then, unfortunately, a lot more of them falling into the below average or way below average categories. Remember that? And I said that the bell curve that reflects the performance of these nursing homes is starting to flatten out. Okay, and I said that this is causing a much, much higher than normal demand for the above average facilities because there are just fewer, you know, middle of the road and higher level facilities to choose from. And now I was seeing waiting lists in the middle of the summer, in the heat of the summer, when normally that's the lowest demand, seeing waiting lists during that time. And I've not ever seen that before, not like this, in 17 years of operating senior care consulting. Remember all that? Probably, I don't know, a couple months ago, maybe. Well, I was doing some research for new family, new clients this last week. And I wanted to share with you what I found when researching long-term care. It was in a certain part or area of our Kansas City community. So I researched a 25-mile radius, 25-mile area for my clients, and it has 76 nursing homes to choose from. So you wonder, only 76. If you think that is overwhelming, well, it is. And that's why so many people are working with Senior Care Consulting to let us help them through this search and selection process. Now, remember that Medicare rates nursing homes on a 5-star rating system, with 5 stars being the highest rating. 1 star well below average. So 1 star is on the bottom, 5's on the top, right? 2 stars below average, 3 stars average, 4 stars above average, and then 5 stars again, well above average. Top performers. Okay. So back to that normal statistical bell curve distribution, 70% is in the center. You only have 15% on each side. Well, a normal bell curve distribution for nursing homes does not have 70% in it. A normal bell curve for nursing homes would have about 50% down the center as average, and then 25% on each side. So with 76 nursing homes to choose from, let me compare a normal nursing home bell curve with what I actually found this past week. The results are stunning, and it totally supports the bell curve discussion that I had a couple of months ago. So a normal bell curve out of those 76 would have 8 5-star facilities. What I found was 11 5-star facilities. So remember when I said some of the average facilities are raising their bar and they're higher, they're performing higher, which is great. A normal bell curve would show 4 stars, right? The 4-star rated facilities would show 11. Well, this research shows that there are 9. All right, so pretty close, 12% versus 15%. It's pretty close. This one is staggering. A normal nursing home bell curve out of those 76 would have 38 nursing homes rated as average, straight up the middle. Only 9 nursing homes, when I did my research, only 9 nursing homes were rated as average. A normal bell curve should have 38. Wow. And then the rest of these numbers are just, it just blows me away. A normal bell curve would show 11 2-star facilities below average. I found a whopping 27 nursing homes in this research at below average. A normal bell curve would show 8 1-star. That's well below average. That's the lowest rating you could get from Medicare. A normal would be 8, and I found 20 1-star facilities. That is stunning to me. Right? So we don't have the normal 50% in the center of the bell curve. We have 12% in the middle of the bell curve. We don't have 25%. On either side of the bell curve, we have 26% on the higher side, the better side, which is good. It's just about normal, okay? But we have a whopping and stunning 62% of the bell curve on the lower performing side, 62%, when a normal bell curve situation would be 25%. Wow, this just blows me away, completely blows me away. And guess what? This is the scary part. Well, it's all scary. Many of these bottom dwellers are in very beautiful, pretty buildings. Some of the prettiest buildings provide one-star care. People go, ooh, and ah, over all the, oh, did you see how, oh, this place is just beautiful. Oh, ooh, ah. The last time I checked, pretty doesn't provide care. People provide care. Organizations and management and levels of expectation and training and excellence and love and kindness, that provides care. The leather couch, the beautiful art on the wall, the crystal chandeliers, that does not provide care. Has nothing to do with anything. And this is why so many people all across the Kansas City area and region count on my firm, Senior Care Consulting, to help them find the right place and choose the best fit. We're working with so many awesome families here in the Kansas City area, and we're helping them sort through that 76. And that is a real research. That is research from a real client that I'm working through. Our clients do not make mistakes when choosing a senior care community for their elderly loved ones. They don't make mistakes because we're there to help them not make a mistake. They get it right the very first time. And guess what? When I was doing the research for our clients, and again, this is real research. I kind of stumbled into that, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to share that with my listeners, because it's just so stunning, and it supports that thinning out of that center range. When I was doing research for our clients this last week, guess where we will not be going? We will not be considering any of the poor performers. Period. I don't care how pretty the building is. I don't care how new it is. I don't care how well the interior designer did. I don't care about the art hanging on the wall and the chandeliers and the blah and the blah and the blah. Don't care about that. We're looking for care. And the aesthetics for 99% of my clients, they're very secondary. We want the best care. That's why we're doing this. We will make our choices from the best available and the best possible fit for our clients' unique needs and unique situation. If you and your family are considering searching for assisted living, memory care, long-term care, or a continuing care retirement community that has all of the above, I invite you to contact my firm, Senior Care Consulting, where you can ask for a free consultation. And here's the phone number. Write it down. 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. You could also visit online and contact us online through the information form. You could also shoot us an email. But the website, Senior Care Consulting with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. And you know what our motto is? Know your options. Choose with care. And it could never be more important than today to know your options and choose with care. Senior Care Consulting. Give us a call. We'd love to help you. I'll be back with more information right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. 831-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. So how about those bell curves? Woo! So I won't continue to dwell on all the numbers. Sometimes that's kind of hard to track on radio, but the bottom line is there are fewer and fewer average facilities. There are actually a few more above average facilities and way more below average facilities to choose from. So, and some of them, it's like a wolf in sheep's clothing, so to speak. Some of these are just beautiful buildings that have some really serious care issues, and you just can't trust that. So you have to go way more than surface level, skin deep. And again, that's what Senior Care Consulting does when we're working with our clients, and we cannot be more proud of the services that we offer. All right. So I think I'm still full from Thanksgiving. The older I get, the more control I have. And I eat until I'm pleasantly full, but not about to break. But I still overeat a little bit. But I love to cook. And over the years, everything has evolved to everyone comes to our house now. So my mom is too much to cook everything. And she loves to cook too, but she doesn't want to cook. You know, doesn't want to be completely cut out of that. She still likes to cook. So she makes some stuff and then she comes over to our house and I make, the turkeys and two types of dressing. And some people call it stuffing. I still call it dressing. I make a cornbread version, which is killer. And then kind of a traditional with sage and everything. Oh man, so good. And I make the mashed potatoes. You got to use Yukon Gold. Some people don't, they prefer other potatoes. I like Yukon Gold. Thank you. And then you've got the gravy, and then my favorite pumpkin pie on the planet. It's absolutely amazing, and I like all pumpkin pies, but my favorite one is Tippin's pumpkin pie. It's more of a kind of a pumpkin custard pie, and wow, that is just absolutely delicious. And so I found kind of a copycat, if you will, to kind of get you close to the Tippin's recipe. I'm sure it's not their recipe. Still not as good as Tippin's, but it's pretty darn good. And I make three of those pumpkin pies and I make a pecan pie. And oh man, that's just so good. I make some other stuff, the rolls and everything. And, but you know, we just have the traditional, you know, family comes over and enjoy a meal. And we all say something that we're thankful for. And my immediate family around our kitchen table for the last couple of weeks, my wife says, all right, everyone, you know, name one thing that you're thankful for. And my kids get on this and teenage boys, I don't know, right? Think hard. You have a lot to be thankful for. What? Just name something you're thankful for. I'm thankful for, you know, and then, but it makes them, and then they come up with something really nice. So, so we also do that at Thanksgiving. Of course, we say a prayer and ask for blessing of our food before we enjoy our meal, but it's just wonderful. And, we had a great Thanksgiving and I hope that you and your family, had one, as well. So, and then a shout out to my friends over at Glenwood Village, really great assisted living community in Overland Park. They asked me to be a celebrity judge in a pie contest. It was a pumpkin pie contest. And we had Gary Mihalik, he does the walk-in bathtubs. And then we had, I'm forgetting his name, Gosh darn it. Forgive me, but one of the meteorologists from Channel 9, Neville was on one of the judges. And then Casey Wolf showed up, which was cool. And he's running around doing his thing. And we judged the pies. And that was just so much fun. Casey Wolf also went over. My mom came with me and sat in my mom's lap. And my mom got mugged by Casey Wolf. That was funny. I got pictures. And it was a great time. So for our friends over at Glenwood Village, just shout out. Thanks for the great work you're doing over there. And thanks for including me on your pie contest. It was a lot of fun. So during this Thanksgiving weekend, I reflect and I just have so many things that I'm thankful for. And one of them is you, the listeners of this program. And every once in a while, I'm reminded of the impact of Senior Care Live and the impact that the program has had on real people, actual listeners of the program. It's just amazing. Just want to share a quick story with you. I started this show 6.5 years ago, a long time ago. It was even on a different station at that time. And I had only been doing the show for 6 months, started in July, and this was a Christmas party that I went to for the station. It was at the aquarium downtown Kansas City. Really cool venue, and it was they had drinks in one room and hors d'oeuvres in another and all that stuff. And so at the end, you could pick up one of these little personal size cakes. I think it was a little bundt cake, just delicious. But anyway, on the way out. And so I was kind of checking about, seeing which one I wanted to take home. And a gentleman comes up and introduces himself. And he goes, "Well, are you an advertiser here with the station?" I said, "No, I have a radio show with them." And he goes, "Oh." And I said, "Are you an advertiser?" And he said, "Well, yeah, you know, he was with FedEx at that time." He said, "We do, you know, ads and then I deliver a lot of stuff here." He goes, "So you have a show. What's the show?" And I said, "Well, I mean, it's brand new. You know, you probably haven't heard of it yet. But it's called Senior Care Live." And I went on I was going to say something else. And he goes, wait, you're Senior Care Live?" I said, "Well, yeah. Have you heard of it?" Because remember, I had only been doing it for like six months, less than 6 months. And I said, "Have you heard of it?" And then his eyes started to well up with tears. And he said, "You will never know how much you helped me and my family in these past few months when my dad was critically ill and my dad was dying. And we didn't know anything about anything. We were just heartbroken and crushed seeing him suffer like this and just start decline and decline." He said, "We learned about the importance of having the proper power of attorney documents in place. We learned about home care resources because we needed some help. We learned about hospice resources. We learned about," and he just went on and on and on. And he recapped about every show that I did that whole time. And he said, we listened to you every single week and you helped us so much when we really needed help. And you had all of these answers and we acted on them and it was so helpful. I just want to shake your hand. You helped me and my family and you probably didn't even know it." I was just floored. I was just floored. And I said, "Wow, you know what? When you're new and you don't know if you're making a difference, I really kind of needed to hear that." And I thanked him so much. And I'll tell you what, I'll be sharing other stories like that one in the future. But I just wanted to say again, I'm just so thankful for all of you who listen to Senior Care Live. And I'll tell you what, some of the listeners say, "Hey, I don't miss a single episode. This is appointment radio." I'm just humbled and honored that you would spend part of your time listening to this program. And it just means so much to me. And I just want to say a genuine thank you from the bottom of my heart. All right. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.